You are listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Deciding to join the U.S. Naval Academy as a 17 or 18-year-old is a daunting choice for anyone, even someone who may have had a family history of military service. So what about the challenge when you're a young woman graduating from high school in the late 1980s, not too many years after women were first permitted to join the Naval Academy? Fountain Hills resident Anne A. Wilson had her first novel published this week. It's called Hover and is based on Wilson's experience as one of only a few female Navy pilots. As Wilson told me, the book begins with the protagonist, Sarah Denning, going through an intense training exercise.
The first pages take place in the Hilo Dunker, and that's a contraption that simulates a helicopter crash landing in the ocean. And all naval aviators and air crew have to ride this. And what they do is they strap you in, dunk you underwater, flip you upside down, and then on certain rides, you're wearing blackout goggles to simulate crashing at night, and then you have to escape from this apparatus. And so throughout the book, even the book's, it's a fictional novel, the plot is fictional, all the characters are fictional, but throughout I put little tidbits like that that actually did happen to me. And so, yeah, the Hilo Dunker was one of them. That's not a fun experience.
Even the idea of whether you're a skilled pilot or not, the idea of the character and the, not just the brain power, but the ability to have that mind over matter to deal with that. I mean, is that something that came naturally to you, or did the training really put that into you?
The training definitely helps put that into you, because everything is a procedure in the Navy. We certainly had it in the aircraft with flight procedures. You had to memorize entire sections that, so you would be able to react automatically without having to think.
Was there an issue where it was harder for you to be accepted into this particular, you know, what people would think of as a fraternity, basically?
Right. Yeah. So with the class of 89, I was in the 10th graduating class of women. And so it was still new. We weren't the first by any means, but next year they're going to mark 40 years of women at the Service Academy. So we were on the front end, and I think the military was still trying to figure it out, like how to integrate us in. And there was a large contingent that felt that maybe women should not be at the Service Academy. So you felt that. But what I found most difficult really wasn't being a female at the Academy. It was just being at the Academy, because it's just a difficult place to be. Just with the academics and the credit hours and the military training and the athletics, and just so for me, that was actually really the toughest part.
I imagine this is the most true to life thing that you've worked on.
Definitely.
So was there a feeling that even the Hilo Dunker, were there certain things that you thought about where these are, I'm processing good memories and other things I'm processing not so good memories, but trying to put them together as a whole was a challenge?
Yes, there was both. And in fact, I went back and consulted my journals. And so if there were some things that weren't pleasant memories, I realized I had repressed them, because I didn't even remember until I read the journal. I thought, oh gosh, one of the hard, it was a lot easier. It was actually very difficult to write this book. I wrote four books prior to Hover, three of which were epic fantasy. And so for those, it was easy. I mean, there's no rules. The laws of physics don't apply. I mean, you can do whatever you want. And suddenly when I decided to write this, now I knew too much. And it was difficult, because I had to start and stop, because I thought, well, that would never happen. And then I would start over, and well, that would absolutely never happen. And I was just getting in the way of myself. And finally, fortunately, my husband, he said, he was paraphrasing Tom Clancy, I think, he said, Anne, just write the damn story. And so I did. And that helped me to kind of get over that hump. But it was really tough and far more difficult to write than just the fantasy that I was writing before.
Yeah. Well, what about, tell us about the journals a little bit. I mean, did you keep those when you were in school?
I kept them in school, and I kept them when I was on deployment. So I have a treasure trove of stories. I mean, I don't even think I pulled 10% of what I could. I mean, there's a lot of material there for future novels, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I kept up through all my, my deployments. So that was, it was very interesting reading it over. I'd forgotten a lot of it, but it's good.
How long did you stay in the military?
Just over 9 years active duty.
Did the females have something in common other than the fact that they were pilots and they were good at that? Was there a certain personality, a certain approach you had to take based on the fact there were a lot more guys there?
We were pretty mellow, and I had a great group of girls in my first squadron. Competency was the name of the game. I don't know how else to put it, but they just did their jobs without a lot of drama. And we just, It was, so I would say we shared that in common. We were serious. We knew our stuff.
Tailhook was something that that a lot of people know about, and it's in the book. Having been around when this was going on, what are your thoughts about it? What did it make you feel like?
The Tailhook scandal, it happened in 1991, and that convention and after-hours convention from the Tailhook Association just got a little out of hand, and there were several instances of sexual assault that came from that. And anyway, the fallout was... it rocked the Navy to the core. I mean, it was the Secretary of the Navy had to resign, and admirals were censured, and commanding officers lost their commands. I mean, it was bad. It was really bad. So I come out of flight school in 1992, right? It's like 5 months later. And so, and the thing is, so the whistleblower for the whole thing was a lieutenant, a female, a helicopter pilot. So the way that I felt that was kind of, you know, because now you're that person in a way. And so sometimes you kind of had to break through that initial hesitancy because they didn't know, I guess, what you were going to be like. And sometimes guys would walk on eggshells a little bit because they weren't sure what to say. What should I not say? But, you know, usually once we worked one-on-one and they realized that, like, you know, we could, I just did my job like anybody else, then it was usually okay. But it usually, you know, sometimes you had that initial hesitation, like just wondering what you were going to be like, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How much of this, 1 to 10, 10 being this is Anne A. Wilson, absolutely all the way. How much of Sarah is you?
Oh, she's probably a 7. Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of me and her. Our personalities are very similar. I was the same way. I had a tough time with that. I was similar to Sarah in that I served on a ship. I was one of two women on this crew of 500. I didn't want to stand out as a woman, and I did everything in my power to not stand out. So that was no makeup, putting my hair back in a ponytail, very happy in a uniform. If we ever left the ship for Liberty, you know, I never wore anything that looked feminine or dress or heels. And so I was like Sarah very much in that way. But then, you know, we have our differences. Sarah is, she's afraid of the water, actually. So that's completely different than me.
Now that you're a first-time published novelist, how has that changed how you feel about yourself as a person? Are you starting to feel more comfortable with this idea of being kind of a public figure?
A little. This is definitely, I'm having to take this in stages. I'm very much an introvert. I'm very much a quiet person that would love to just hole up in the house all day long. You know, one of those classic writing hermits. That's definitely me. So yeah, this putting myself out there in the promotional sense is very new, and I know I have to do it, and it's getting better. You know, it's getting better, but it's very strange, because I remember someone had asked me originally, like, why don't you just write a memoir? And for me, I just, I can't even imagine. I cannot even imagine doing something. You know, that's too much me. So this way, it's not quite all me, and it's okay that way.
Fountain Hills resident Anne A. Wilson. Her first published novel, Hover, came out this week. Some of it is based upon her experience as a Navy pilot. Anne, thanks for coming in, and good luck.
Thank you.